Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills.
All right. Luke chapter 15. Today is the day 3 of our amazing launch of Healing Jesus campaign, 100 million souls. And I believe that all of us are going to be excited as we are blessed. Father, thank you for the blessing of your mighty holy word. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. Did I tell you where to open to? Luke chapter 15. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And he divided unto them his living. Now, the beginning of destruction in many lives often starts with the fight for independence. Shall I say it again? The beginning of destruction in many people's lives often starts with the fight for independence. Are you with me? If you take God creating us, you see that none of us were really meant to be independent. Do you get it? But there's some distortion because there is a strong desire to be independent, and at the same time, there is a failing of those on whom you depend from doing what is right. Are you with me? Like, I don't want to be under anybody or under anything. But then also, when you are under something or under somebody, the person you are under often fails to deliver, to care, to provide, to lead, to love. So we have a lot of good reasons to be independent. Are you with me? Are you still around? Or you are leaving? When I wobba wobba here. So, God did not make us to be independent. He made us to be sheep with a shepherd. And all through the story of nature, you find that all the animals depend on God and look to Him for sustenance. Amen. Are you excited about that? Yeah. Beautiful. So, that is why we sing, "Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God. Psalm 95, 6 and 7. And we are the sheep of His hand. Hallelujah. And so, it is amazing that human beings want to be independent. In Psalm 104, it says, God sends the springs into the valleys and give drink to the He gives drink to every beast. So the beasts are drinking from God. In verse 11 of Psalm 104. Alright. And wild asses quench their thirst. And God sends the drinks that satisfy the fowls of the heaven. When it goes further down, it says in verse 21, the young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. All right. So, throughout creation, you see nature is looking up to God. Amen. And the sun rises, they gather themselves and lay down. You know, thou makest darkness, it is night. In Psalm 104 is describing the creation. And Psalm 105 is Israel. But you see that nature is looking to God. So in Luke 15, the boy said, you know what? I don't want to be here. I want to be on my own. And I want to run my own affairs. That is the source of conflict even in marriage. You know what? I want to do my own thing. You do yours, I do mine. And to submit to the leadership is a problem, especially as people stay longer in relationships and even in marriage, churches. So destruction begins often with the claim and the fight for independence. Give me what is mine. And then not many days after, the younger son gathered all and took his journey into a far country, as far as possible from God. Right? So being far from God, sitting at the back when you could sit near the front, choosing a far place, is a characteristic of things that get destroyed. It's true. Yeah. You see them far. It's like there are many countries, but you've chosen a far country. Nobody understands the country you've chosen. Yes. I mean, can you understand why somebody chooses to be in a far country? Now, when he was far, he wasted his substance. Now, when you are far, you waste your opportunities. Instead of being near, you are far away in the corner. Look at the people over there. Far. So you waste the opportunity that you have by being at this service. And there are some people who would love to be here. And they can't understand that somebody's wasting this opportunity to be here. So waste comes when we do not, all right, have, we do not, we go far from what the will of the Lord is. Now, when he had spent all, one of the things, the Bible says, he began, there arose a mighty famine, and he began to be in want. There you see that he spent all. Now, one of the problems that people have is that they cannot realize that what they are spending will finish. Even the governments, when they come into power, they don't realize that they are spending 4 years. They are spending it. Huh? And it will finish. So when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine, which is the nature of problems. Rarely do problems come in ones. There are usually two, three. So he has spent all, and a mighty famine is coming. And he began to be in want. Because sometimes, if you have only one case, you may not mature. Wow! Bishop Saki is welcome. He began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Now you see that when you join yourself to the wrong person, you can know by the value he places on you. Yes. So when you join to the wrong person, you can see that you've joined to the wrong person by the value he has placed on you. When he saw the person, what? Your name is what? Go and feed the pigs. You are valueless to him. He had no value. You must always be where you are valued. You must always be where you are valued. Amen. Yes. You see that they just, when they came to see the boss, we have this man. What can we do? Find some pigs and let him go and join them and stay with them. The man is smelly, useless. So where you join yourself to people or to someone, if you like, go and join yourself to the wrong person, to the wrong group, you'll be shocked at the job they will give you. It shows you they don't value you. It's true. They don't what? Value you. Today I was introducing most of us to aunties, some of my aunties and uncles. You can see that I value them. These are my soldiers. 20 years old, he's called auntie. 20 years old, uncle. So I didn't send them to pigs. I send them to a high level. I mean, in your life, you'll be surprised when your brother or your sister has a child and somebody calls you uncle. I'm even surprised when they call me uncle. You know, it takes some time for it to register that you are actually an uncle. But here is somebody 20 years old. Auntie, they call it Auntie Efua, Auntie Debbie, Auntie Demira. Wow. So you see that when God is calling you, He sends you on great missions that increase your value and not something to lower you. You know, I know that in Ghana, there are two things I learned quickly. One is if they don't like you, they transfer you to a bad place. You learn it when you work in Ghana. If they don't like you, they transfer you to a bad place. So, send him to, and they mention a bad place. Then you go there. And number two, to travel abroad is a promotion. These are two things I learned working in Ghana. Yes. To travel abroad is a promotion. Oh, yeah. If you are sent, if you travel anywhere, it's the promotion. That's the psyche. But those are two cultures that are not my culture. I don't see travel as a promotion. You have to travel for a reason. But it's in the psyche of the system. And then number two, if you are transferred, it means you are not liked. You get what I'm saying? They want to destroy you or humble you. You steal pepper. Yes. Streets up there. Or somewhere. Somewhere where you either resign or whatever. But I don't believe in that. I believe that is there a soul there? Did Jesus die for these people? Go there, you'll be blessed there. That's what I believe in. So it actually, missionaries sending people on missions involves overcoming that psyche. Yeah. You have to overcome that mentality. Is it amazing? Beautifully, beautifully, fantastic, and amazingly supernatural. Right. Now, when he came to himself, yourself is your original calling. What God has intended for you. He said, how many hired servants? So, our whole message of salvation is to take people from being animals lower than God intended them and let them come back to themselves. So our message is the message of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. He is alive. He is the same. He will change you. He will save you. Amen. So that the whole world will come to themselves. Amen. All right. So now, before we go to the final part of the message, which is just a short message in the message. This is a wonderful story, but the revelations will never finish coming out of this story. Now, Luke 15, verse 25, his eldest son was in the field, and as he came nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of his servants and asked what these things meant. And he said, thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf. Wow. And he was angry, and he would not go in. And his father came out and entreated him, and he answered and said, these many years I do serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. Yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, it, all that I have is thine, and it was meet that we should make merry, be glad, for this thy brother was dead, he's alive, he's lost, he was alive again, he was lost, and is found. Glory to God. Well, I just want to just make a comment on verse 29. I want to say something, you know. As we are launching launch 3 of our Healing Jesus campaign and asking everybody to please help, become a partner. The technology is making it possible for everybody to be a partner, even outside Ghana, in Africa. You can just send your mobile money to just 10 cities a month, 10 cities a week, 10 cities anytime occurs to you, 20 cities, 100 cities, anything, just something. But everybody must have a hand in it. Why am I saying all that? Because, you see, Luke 15:29 can describe lighthouse people or UD people. Can describe us. These many years do I serve thee. You see, you can serve God many years. Many people serve God many years. Put a verse back there, brother. Many years I serve thee. A lot of us can be described as many years do I serve thee. Huh? Serving in the church and serving the Lord and working in the church. Is there a song like that?
I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the
Luke
church.
Luke 15:29. Many years I served thee. It's a UD song. Neither transgressed I at any time that comes. Just a morality. Huh? Like you are very good and clean. You get it? Many years of service, being in the choir, being in the church, being an usher, helping. No transgressions. And it says, yet thou gavest me, thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry. It's true. The father didn't deny it. So, you see here that, would there, if it is just being a servant of God, without soul winning the lost, you will never be celebrated by the father in a certain way. It's true. No matter how long you serve, once the winning and the coming in of the lost, there's one ingredient that makes God happy. It's not singing in the choir. It's not just paying tithes. It's not just serving as an usher, an airport star, or whatever star you are. Without the lost, the thing that would change the father's mood for him to start celebrating you is left with one thing: the coming in of the lost. And it looks like nothing seems to say, okay, go back. The father's mood was not changed by your good service and your lack of fornication for so many years. Look at that. Read it. Many years do I serve thee. Neither transgressor. And you can see a lot of Christians following these formulas. Neither transgress I thee at any time, but no soul winning, no bringing in of the lost. You will never have the Father rising up to celebrate you. Yes. So that is why, as a church, we are, of course, going to have our blockbuster and other outreaches regularly. Crusades, outreach, Dance King, and all other types of outreaches. Schools, secondary schools, salvations, pure salvations. Because you can serve God doing many orphanages, good works. But what? Because the son was serving many years, not even a small goat. The father said, you are technically okay. But what makes me happy, makes me celebrate, bring out my rings, my shoes, my robes, is my lost coming in. And that's what has happened now. I'm sorry if it offends you. I can't change what I like. I'm sorry about that. So to live out soul winning is to do many things, but to live out a particular thing. And that particular thing is key. Winning of souls and the lost to God. It is the master key to changing God's attitude towards you. To make him bring out illegal things to give to you. A small boy like you should have a house. I said, a small boy like you should have a house. You won't receive it. I said, a small boy like you should have a house. Rings and robes that you don't deserve. How many are ready for some things you don't? Look, if you don't live this life without getting some things which you don't deserve, I don't know what's going to happen, because the things you deserve are some way. You need a few occasions where you get things you don't deserve. So, as we are launching again tonight, I want to encourage everybody watching. Let's change God's mood. Let's do the one thing that even serving God for many years cannot do. Even not sin. You see, many of us are so holiness. Holiness, like Charlie, you are on holiness, like you are a wild holiness campaigner. Holiness code. You are into holiness. Bah. Neither transgressed I thee at any time. Many people are confused when God uses people who you think are bad. How many have been served? Okay, it's a secret question, but so I'll do it in a way. How many have ever seen somebody that you think this is a bad person, but God is using the person still? Raise your hand. Yes. Raise your hand if you've seen one before. Total. This is what? A bad person, and God is using him. Olay! You dear, you are the elder son. You have not transgressed before. And you have been serving for many years. Serving in the, what? Serving the Lord.
And working in the church. Now I have a greater passion to love my Lord.
No, when we need souls to, you are having a passion to love your Lord. You have to win souls. We must win the lost. You know, I think maybe one of the reasons why pastors don't win the lost is we don't talk to people individually. When you talk to people, you realize the effect of salvation. I was talking to one of my little, she was telling me, the roommate brings a different boy every day. Every single day. I don't know whether she brings or he comes. A different one comes. There is a boy. A new one. Not the same one. A new one daily. New brand new boy. Will not listen to any advice. I mean, you don't have an idea of people's lives. People are lost. Yes. So some of the things you see, you can't even imagine what people are doing and what people have done. Many things. But when you start talking to people, when people give their testimonies, I tell you, see that salvation is the main thing. So all that we are doing, without salvation, God will never be happy. Yes. And you cannot say to God, be happy with this. Look, you haven't done what before. What are the things you haven't done before? You haven't done this pornography. You haven't done this. You haven't done this. It's nothing. It's nothing. Because you see, you've also done it in your mind. And a lot of hidden things like pride, envy, strife, they are all, you can't quantify them and count. They are all there. They are very ugly. It's not easy to live with a proud person. It's one of the sad things to have a proud person to stay with. It's more noisy that the person is difficult and stiff. Proud. Very proud. Hey, peacock. Hey. Spreading the feathers. These are evil. So, Charlie, neither transgress there at any time. In your credential that you are mentioning, Christ, if we go into it, you see that. Don't push me. I say, if you push me and I go into it before I realize the thing is changing. Say, hold on, hold on, hold on. Say, we are not pushing you. Yeah, because if you go, you are saying you've not transgressed at any time. If you push me, I'll go into the case. All our righteousness are filthy rags. You see now, when we go into it now, you see that it's filthy rags. So look, let's turn our eyes to soul winning. And even when you turn your eyes to soul winning, look at what we have to do to go and do soul winning. You know, you'll be tired by the time you see the souls. And after winning the souls, you are tired. You will not even have energy for bad things. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So from now, we are changing God's mood. We are making God to have parties. Celebrate us. Give us things we don't deserve. Father, I receive things I don't deserve. I receive good things that I don't deserve. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, raise your right hand and I pray with you. Lift it up very quickly. It's very important. You don't know Jesus as your Savior, but you want me to pray with you to give your life to Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. Then your hand should be up so that I pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me. Here, I'm standing here. I'm waiting for you. Come. I want to give my life to God today. Come. Come. Stand here. And I'm going to pray for you. You may be the next Billy Graham. Come. Jesus, give him your stand here. Lift up your hands. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. From today, forgive me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Master. In Jesus' name. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Places are left to drown in sin.
while other religions just take over. And the light of the gospel is dim over there. So many will go to hell. How come you stayed in one city, in one place, in the place that you thought was best for you? You didn't go as far as I told you to go, but you stayed where you thought you'd prosper. Oh, child. Oh, child, you should have gone to the ends of the world. It's time now to go to the ends of the world. We must rise up and we must go. How many more years do we have? Are we going to stay in our comfort zones? It's not too late to go to the ends of the world. Go to the ends of the world. How come you stayed in one city, in one place, in the place that you thought was best for you? You didn't go as far as I told you to go, but you stayed where you thought you'd prosper. Oh, child. Oh, oh, child. You should have gone to the ends of the world. You were afraid of me, you didn't trust me when I said go. You didn't think I'll take care of you. I'm giving you another chance. It's not too late to go to the ends of the world. Go to the ends of the world. City, in one place, in the place that you thought was best for you. You didn't go as far as I told you to go, but you stayed where you thought you'd prosper. Oh, child. Oh, 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 child. You should have gone to the ends of the yourself from your comfort zone. Start obeying what I'm saying. Obey what I'm saying. Go to the ends of the world. You should have gone to the ends of the world. To the ends of the world. City, in one place, in the place that you thought was best for you. And you didn't go as far as I told you to go, but you stayed where you thought you'd prosper. Oh, child. Oh, 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 child. You should have gone to the ends of the
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.